Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass number 2, made at my house. And I'm excited to be able to make the program at home. And in these days where we have to stay at home and stay safe, this is going to be the pattern of things for the next few months as far as I can see it. So I'm pleased that I've had the opportunity to learn how to use my Audacity program and make a program at home. There's still going to be a few lumps and bumps on it for you. And I just hope that you'll bear with me as I just master the techniques of doing it at home. First up, we're going to have a band that my good friend Bruce O'Hara alerted me to. They played at the 2019 Mountain Grass Festival in Australia. They're a fine band, all-female band from the UK. Mixture of Anglo and Irish musicians who play stunningly well. I'll tell you a little bit more about them later, but let's hear them play now. Here they are, Midnight Sky Racer with Fuel to My Fire.
Oh, my heart is feeling weak, and I need some kind of feed. If you don't understand what it is that I need, I'm gonna fall straight to my
true.
Well, what do you think about that, eh? Just stunning players driving bluegrass. I'll tell you who they are. Midnight Sky Racer. Tabitha Agnew on banjo and some lead vocals. We'll hear from her a little bit later. Charlotte Karawick on guitar and harmony vocals. Laura Karawick on fiddle and dobro and some lead and mostly harmony vocals. Leanne Thoreau's on mandolin lead vocals. It was Leanne who sang in that song. And Eleanor Wilkie on double bass. And they're a bunch of young women who play bluegrass just like they were born to it. They come from the UK and we'll hear from them a little bit later in the show. They've got a great history. They were formed in 2017 and they've become festival sensations across the UK, Europe in Australia, where they played at Mountain Grass, I told you that, and the first British act to be nominated for an award at the International Bluegrass Music Association, and they play a mix of hard-driving bluegrass and some ballads, edgy and infectious, tender and tough, and I think that'd be an absolute delight to watch, and I'm a bit sorry that I missed them at Mountain Grass. Who have we got next? Let's hear from another Aussie band while we're talking Australian. A band, this is some 25 years ago, a great band called Acoustic Shock, and they're playing John Hardy.
Struck down his guns every day. Shut down the man on the West Virginia line. Yeah, ought to see John Hardy get away. Yeah, ought to see John Hardy get away. When he ran off to Virginia, round the East Stone Bridge, thought he would surely be free. But along came the marshal, gun in his hand, said, Johnny, come on with me. Johnny, come on with me. Well, John Hardy had several women, and the dress that she wore was blue. She hopped down after Johnny as he rolled out of town. Said, Johnny, I'm true to you. Johnny, I'm true to you. Traveled from the east to the west, from the north to the south in the town. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, they're gonna take John Hardy down, sure to his hanging crown. They're gonna let John Hardy swing down. John Hardy was a desperate little man, strapped on his guns every day. Shot down the man on the West Virginia line. Yeah, ought to see John Hardy get away. Yeah, ought to see John Hardy get away.
Well, that was John Hardy from Acoustic Shock, Nigel Lever on mandolin and vocals, I think, on that one, Jim Rush on guitar, and Martin Louis on banjo, and they're a fine band. They just have a wonderful feel for the music, been playing music around Australia for a long, long time, and all still playing. Isn't that great to hear? Let's listen to another tune from Midnight Sky Racer. This is a tune called Virginia Rose, and this one has the banjo player Tabitha Agnew singing lead. Let's have a listen.
Out, out on Friday night to drink and play cards. Not a penny to my name, but a trophy winning stud. He was a noble stallion, out cold as black as coal. His spirits flowed so freely, I bet to lose it all. I some. It gets my prized possession, my trophy win instead. You took pity on me, I had nothing left to show. I came here on four legs to have her, she'll take it home.
Wasn't that lovely? That was Midnight Sky Racer, and they're a fine band. Let's listen to a tune from Adam Steffi now from the album New Primitive, where Adam gets to play mostly with his wife Tina Steffi, and I've selected, she plays banjo, all sorts of other musicians on different tracks throughout the album, but I've selected a track called Big Eyed Rabbit, which is a great name for a tune. Big Eyed Rabbit, it's a song about a big eyed rabbit. Eddie Bond is doing the vocals on this particular tune. Adam Steffi.
Young comes the rabbit, big eyed rabbit's gone, gone, the big eyed rabbit's gone.
You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm delivering you my usual Back Porch Bluegrass program, but this time from my home studio where I'm learning to use all the bits and pieces to put together a program. So occasional lumps and bumps, but some serious editing can remove most of those. Now, sad news for the bluegrass world. Eric Weisberg died on Sunday, March the 22nd of 2020. He was in a nursing home near Detroit. He was aged 80 years old and he died from complications with Alzheimer's disease. All very sad to hear. He was a huge influence on me in my early days of banjo playing through one record in particular called New Dimensions in Banjo and Bluegrass, which came out on the Elektra label in 1963. And some of you might remember it had a picture of these two banjo players standing under a tree. That was Eric Weisberg and Marshall Brickman. And they were talking to a little kid who was holding his banjo. It was a great picture. But it had some wonderful tunes on it. But he's probably best known for his playing of dueling banjos in the movie Deliverance in 1972. And there's just all sorts of kerfuffle about that tune, and I dealt with that a long time ago on a program. I might play it another time. But Eric was a member of the bluegrass and folk groups in including the Greenbrier Boys, where he played bass, and the Terriers, where he played all sorts of instruments. He played bass, guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, and pedal steel to professional and recording studio standards, and he is probably best known as a sideman for all sorts of people. I'm going to play some tunes from him and then tell you just a little bit more about his history with the music. But I'm going to start off with a tune from New Dimensions in Banjo and Bluegrass called Pony Express. I love this tune. I spent hours working it out. In fact, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded it at our Live at the Wynyard Tavern album in 1970. It was a fun tune to play. It was a nightmare for the guitarist. They had to do all these chord changes. I think it was easier for banjo players. But here comes Eric Weisberg and Pony Express.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a great tune? Man, he's very nimble fingering. It was well written. He wrote the piece, and it was really good fun to play. It was from this album that I learned all about playing twin banjos, and I used to do it with my friend Alan Rhodes, who was a guitarist for the Harmony County Bluegrass Band, and in particular, banjo player from Christchurch, fine banjo player, and a great student of the instrument called Clive Collins. And whenever I got with Clive, we used to play harmony to each other with our using Scruggs rolls, and we had a lot of fun doing two banjo songs, but we learned about it from this album, New Dimensions in Banjo and Bluegrass, and it was Eric Weisberg and Marshall Brickman playing banjos, and I'm going to play you one song that features this sort of stuff. It's a tune called Reuben's Train, pretty well known tune, but they're doing two banjo stuff on this tune, and it sounds great. Here's Eric Weisberg, Marshall Brickman, and Reuben's Train. Wasn't that a great tune? Reuben's Train, Marshall Brickman, and Eric Weisberg, who died just recently, aged 80. I need to add that on the album they had Clarence White playing guitar, superb young guitarist, and Gordon Terry playing fiddle, a real bluegrass fiddle player that just really contributed immensely to the music, and they did some great stuff. That album influenced lots and lots of banjo players my age who were learning in the 1960s, and Tony Trischka made lots of comments online about how much he learned from them about melodic playing, and they were very much ahead of their time. It really was New Dimensions in Banjo and Bluegrass. Now we're going to hear Eric sing. When he did an album with the Blue Velvet Band, that was back in early 70s. It was together with Jim Rooney on guitar, Bill Keith on banjo and pedal steel, and Richard Green on fiddle. And Eric Weisberg was the guitarist on that album, playing mostly electric guitar, I think, and maybe bass. And but he wrote a song, and he did a great song. It's a song called Hitchhiker, and it sounds like this.
He wants somebody to stop and give a poor boy a ride. The nighttime will be coming soon, and it's getting cold outside. And my hand is getting numb from sticking out my thumb. But if I can just keep moving, then I'll be satisfied. Cause I'm a hitchhiker, I'm a boy without a home. A suitcase and my old guitar are the only things I own. And though I tried to settle down in many a city and town, the only time I'm happy is when I'm rambling round. Freeway or on Route 66, with nothing in my pocket except my old guitar picks, and I'll be glad to sing a song if you'll just take me along. But if you don't like my singing, we can just talk politics. Cause I'm a hitchhiker, I'm a boy without a home. A suitcase and my old guitar are the only things I own. And though I've tried to settle down in many a city and town, the only time I'm happy is when I'm rambling round. The more I want them to be free, but to settle down dissatisfied ain't good enough for me. So I'm a hitchhiker, I'm a boy without a home. A suitcase and my old guitar are the only things I own. And though I tried to settle down in lots of little towns, the only time I'm happy is when I'm rambling round. Yes, the only time I'm happy is when I'm rambling round.
Well, that was one of my favourite songs for a long, long time. I learned the words, I could sing it. I can't do it as well as Eric. It's just such a nice song, excellent chord sequences. And that was Eric Weisberg singing, and that's the only time I've heard him sing. He was described as an unsung hero of hundreds of recording sessions. He did session work on various instruments for Judy Collins, John Denver, he was playing on the tune Take Me Home Country Roads, for Bob Dylan, for Billy Joel, for Talking Heads, Ian and Sylvia, Peter, Paul and Mary. He performed with Tom Paxton. He performed with Art Garfunkel. I thought it was Paul Simon, but it was Art Garfunkel when he came to New Zealand. And the very influential albums that played on for banjo players in particular include American Banjo Scruggs Style, which came out on Folkways in 1957, Folk Banjo Styles, which came out on Elektra in 1961, and the one that I played a couple of tracks from, New Dimensions in Banjo and Bluegrass, Elektra 1963. So farewell, Eric Weisberg. Wonderful man. I had the opportunity to meet him in Wellington. Very genial, relaxed, loved to talk to people, and I'm sorry to hear that you've died. The Bluegrass world owes a lot to you. Thank you very much for all you've given. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trend with your host, and These are difficult times in our world with this COVID-19 virus that's going around. In New Zealand, we're pretty much in lockdown. We're in alert level 4. And the advice is stay at home. Best thing we can all do is to stop the spread. This will save lives if we stay at home. Support your friends and neighbours in your whānau. In New Zealand, that's your family, especially the elderly. Ring them up, send a text or an email. My sons are doing my grocery shopping for me and leaving the groceries at my front door, and we say hi through the doorway, but keep away from each other. Wash your hands often. Use soap. Do it for 20 seconds. You're supposed to sing happy birthday while you're washing hands. That's the right time period. And this kills the virus. Be thankful for those workers in essential services. Doctors, nurses, carers, supermarket workers, delivery drivers, essential factory workers, service providers of internet, phone and power. Where would we be without them? And those working from home. And keep 2 meters away from everyone. That's the advice that we're given. I'm sticking to it, which is why I'm making my radio show at home. We're going to hear from one of my longtime favourite bands now, Charlie Waller and the Country Gentlemen, from the album Souvenirs. Here's a tune, One More Hill.
Burdens on my back. I've always had just one more hill to climb. I thought someday my journey would get easier, but now I guess I've just run out of time. And lately I've been moving kind of slow, and one more hill's as far as I can go. Yes, one more hill's as far as I can go. One more mile and help a weaker brother tread the road. They say the more you give, the more comes back to you. No one stopped to help me with my load. And lately I've been moving kind of slow, and one more hill's as far as I can go. Yes, one more hill's as far as I can go. What happened to the plans that I once made? What happened to the prayer that I once prayed? They're like the dreams I dreamed that never came true. Somehow they've gotten lost along the way. Lately I've been moving kind of slow, and one more hill's as far as I can go. Yes, one more hill's as far as I can go.
Great song from Charlie Waller there, One More Hill As Far As I Can Go. At the start of the show, we heard Acoustic Shock, the Australian band, from their Aftershock album. And here they are doing a Don Reno classic called The Country Boy Rock and Roll.
Rolling. I guess some folks I look foolish, just let it make a fool out of me. Some hillbilly started picking everybody rock and roll. I've been rocking, I've been rolling. I guess some folks I look foolish, just let it make a fool out of me. since the day that I was born. I've been rocking, I've been rolling. I guess some folks are foolish, just let it make a fool out of me.
Acoustic Shock and Country Boy Rock and Roll. In these difficult times, a lot of people are turning to their Bibles, thinking of gospel songs they know, and we don't really know what's going on in the world. It's hard to imagine a plague like this. They talk about it being a biblical-style plague, and that could well be right. It's just that our communication is so much better these days. Everyone knows what's happening all around the world. I see on the news what's happening in the USA and in Italy and Spain and in the UK, and I just tremble to think of the long-term results of this plague. In New Zealand, we're doing okay, but everyone's in lockdown. We're trying to stay out of the way. I see people walking past my place. Everyone's keeping their separation spaces, and it's a very quiet out there. But a perfect song from the I Know Who Holds Tomorrow album with the Cox family and Alison Krauss is in fact that title track, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, and here they are to sing it.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry for the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I walk beside Him, for He knows what lies ahead. Thank you. the golden stairs I climb, every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined, the sun is always shining.
Wasn't that a lovely song? The Cox family and Alison Krauss, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. Very true song. Well, I've just had my some neighbours deliver some firewood for me. One of the advantages of doing things in your home studio is you can see what's happening around you. And they delivered some bags of some nice split gum firewood for me, and very kind of them to do it. We kept our 2 metres apart, and they put the sacks of wood, emptied them into my wood pile, and it's great what other people are doing to help their friends and family and neighbourhoods. Thank you very much to those kind neighbours. Big shout out for all the people all around the world who are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, the Access Radio stations throughout Canada, those who listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, getting some nice comments from there. Thank you, Annette, for yours. As soon as I master this doing a program at home, I'll play some of the station IDs that you're sending in. Meanwhile, just enjoy the program. I'm enjoying making it at home, and it's a great opportunity to learn new skills. Let's go back to the start of bluegrass music, Flatten Scruggs, and this is from a compilation album called The Mercury Years, and this song is from the very first session of Flatten Scruggs. And it's a song called We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart, recorded in 1948. And I'm just digging out the information as to who's on it now. I had Mac Wiseman singing tenor, Jim Shoemate, is that how you say it, on fiddle, and Howard Watts on bass, and it was Lester Flatt on guitar and Earl Scruggs on banjo. Classic bluegrass from 1948, We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart.
Please don't cry. The time to me won't be so long to know you're happy back at home. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. We'll meet and never go too far. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. Don't cry, so please don't break my heart. goodbye now, don't be blue. Try to be happy and be true. And remember what I say. Sweetheart, we'll meet again someday. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. We'll meet and never more to part. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. Don't cry, so please don't break my heart.
Some classic bluegrass there. Well, there's not much point in telling you what gigs are on around the place because there's none. Like all other musicians I know, just about every gig we ever had has been cancelled, and we're taking the opportunity to learn new tunes and practice up old ones. I'm working on Crossing the Cumberlands, and I'm learning it on banjo, or relearning it on banjo, and learning it on mandolin, and worked out a dobro part too, using a G minor tuning on the dobro, which is interesting to play in. But that's the sort of things you do when you've got plenty of time. We listen to one more tune from Eric Weisberg now, and this is from the New Dimensions in Banjos and Bluegrass, but on this track, Eric Weisberg's playing the mandolin. It's Bill Monroe's tune, Rawhide, and this was the version that we first heard. We didn't hear Bill Monroe's version until some years after this, and we based our version on Eric Weisberg's mandolin playing in this track. Let's listen to Rawhide. Some fine mandolin playing from Eric Weisberg there, and Marshall Brickman on banjo, Clarence White playing rhythm guitar. When I was looking at all the songs on the album of the Country Gentlemen, the album entitled Souvenirs, I saw a song called Hunker Down, and I thought, This is a great song. I should be playing that for you now. So let's listen to Charlie Waller singing Hunker Down.
Way back down in Georgia, when I was a boy, my daddy scratched his living out of rocky Georgia soil. He never made much money and he never got ahead. When the times got tough, this is what my daddy said. He said, toughen up, hunker down, hold your head up, keep your feet on the ground. Don't give up and don't back down. Toughen up and hunker down. Since I left that Georgia clay, got a loving wife beside me and a baby on the way. Making it ain't easy and it's hard to get ahead. When I get discouraged, I remember what Daddy said. He said, toughen up, hunker down, hold your head up, keep your feet on the ground. Don't give up, don't back down, toughen up and hunker down. So when the banknote's overdue and I can't make ends meet, when I want to chuck it all and lay down in defeat, I remember a Georgia farmer and the life that he led. Then I hear the words that my daddy said. He said, toughen up, hunker down, hold your head up, keep your feet on the ground. Don't give up and don't back down. Toughen up and hunker down. Toughen up and hunker down.
Great song there by Charlie Waller, and very applicable to these times, Toughen Up and Hunker Down. It's just about time to go. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I've been at work with the editing scissors on it, and gradually getting the hang of how to make programs at home. We're going to go out with a tune from my favorite fiddle player, really, Kenny Baker, and it's from the album A Baker's Dozen, and it's a tune that most people know and get to play in jam sessions, and Kenny, of course, does a fine job on it. It's called Ragtime Annie. See you later.